Yes, well, the Czech police force are to attempt to recruit new officers from three minority communities. If everything goes according to plan, more Roma, Vietnamese and Ukrainians could join the police force as early as next year. Dita Asiedu reports.
According to Interior Ministry spokeswoman Radka Kovářová, the police plan has two main goals.
Firstly, so that the police in general gain more trust from the minority groups in question. Secondly, we want this initiative to have an effect on ordinary Czechs too. They need to start getting used to the fact that the makeup of the police force reflects the makeup of society here.
Regardless of whether the applicant was born here or not, the main condition will be that he or she has Czech citizenship, a clean criminal record, and secondary school education. The new police officers are also not expected to concentrate on their minority groups alone. So how do ordinary Czechs feel about the plan? We took to the streets of Prague to find out.
I think anyone who is well behaved should be allowed to join the police. But as far as people from the countries in question are concerned, I don't think their behavior is suitable. I don't trust them, and any time there's a problem, it's because of a Ukrainian or a Roma. Those that are dark-skinned are causing most trouble.
I think it's no problem for me to I respect the other people, Ukrainians, Polish. I have no problem with this. I think this city is multicultural city.
Tak já si myslím, že asi záleží na tom, jaký Vietnamec a jaký Rom. To já si myslím,
I think it depends on the individual Vietnamese or Roma. From what I've heard, the Vietnamese are integrating into the rest of society quite well. They're hardworking, capable, and the kids in school even win mathematics competitions for us. The Roma, on the other hand, reject these things. But if the individual is capable, no matter whether Vietnamese, Roma, or Ukrainian, then why not?
All citizens should be equal, no matter where they come from. If they meet all conditions and have a clean record and so on, I see no problem.
The initiative begins this autumn with an information campaign using flyers, posters and meetings at the Labour office. The enrolment procedures will start as soon as an evaluation of applicants has been made, and that could be as early as next year.
Dita Asiedu there.